Welcome to What the Federal Rules of Evidence, a podcast in the series What the Federal Rules, where we actually just go ahead and read the federal rules for you. So whenever you're driving, mowing the lawn, doing dishes, whatever menial task, you can listen to the federal rules and have them drilled into your head. So let's go ahead and get started with the federal rules of evidence. Now let's talk about the FRE 500s, dealing with privileges. We've got Rule 501 and Rule 502. 501, privilege in general. 502, attorney-client privilege and work product, limitations on waiver. So let's start off with privilege in general. 501, the common law as interpreted by United States courts in light of reason and experience governs a claim of privilege unless any of the following provides otherwise. The U.S. Constitution, a federal statute, or rules prescribed by the Supreme Court. But in a civil case, state law governs privilege regarding a claim or defense for which state law supplies the rule of decision. Rule 502. The following provisions apply in the circumstances set out to disclosure of a communication or information covered by the attorney-client privilege or work product protection. So we've got sections A through G here. It's kind of a lot, but let's start off with A. Disclosure made in a federal proceeding or to a federal office or agency, scope of a waiver. When the disclosure is made in a federal proceeding or to a federal office or agency and waives the attorney-client privilege or work product protection, the waiver extends to an undisclosed communication or information in a federal or state proceeding only if all three of these: 1. The waiver is intentional. 2. The disclosed and undisclosed communications or information concern the same subject matter, and 3, they ought in fairness to be considered together. Now, 502B, inadvertent disclosure. When made in a federal proceeding or to a federal office or agency, the disclosure does not operate as a waiver in a federal or state proceeding if all three of these again: 1, the disclosure is inadvertent; 2, the holder of the privilege or protection took reasonable steps to prevent disclosure; and 3, the holder promptly took reasonable steps to rectify the error, including, if applicable, following FRCP 26B5B. FRCP, remember, is Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. 502C, disclosure made in a state proceeding. When the disclosure is made in a state proceeding and is not the subject of a state court order concerning waiver, the disclosure does not operate as a waiver in a federal proceeding if the disclosure, either 1, would not be a waiver under this rule if it had been made in a federal proceeding, or 2, is not a waiver under the law of the state where the disclosure occurred. 502D, controlling effect of a court order. A federal court may order that the privilege or protection is not waived by disclosure connected with the litigation pending before the court, in which event the disclosure is also not a waiver in any other federal or state proceeding. 502E, controlling effect of a party agreement. An agreement on the effect of disclosure in a federal proceeding is binding only on the parties to the agreement unless it is incorporated into a court order. 502F, controlling effect of this rule. Notwithstanding Rules 101 and 1101, this rule applies to state proceedings and to federal court annexed and federal court mandated arbitration proceedings in the circumstances set out in the rule. And notwithstanding Rule 501, this rule applies even if state law provides the rule of decision. 502G, definitions. In this rule, 1, attorney-client privilege means the protection that applicable law provides for confidential attorney-client communications, and 2, work product protection means the protection that applicable law provides for tangible material or its intangible equivalent prepared in anticipation of litigation or for trial.